From Story Flow. This is your daily audio brief. Theo, July 21st. The Systems Update. 5 tech stories that bear on what's coming next. Let's get into it. First, from Cointelegraph. Movement Labs files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy after months of Move token turmoil. The blockchain developer will continue operating under court supervision as it restructures following a market-making scandal, a co-founder's suspension, and exchange delistings that rocked the project. Next, second, from The Defiant. Movement Labs files for Chapter 11, bankruptcy. MVMT Labs, Inc., the developer behind the Movement blockchain, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware on July 15, according to the court docket. The voluntary petition, docketed as case number 26-113 and assigned to Judge Thomas M. Horan, lists up next. Third, from Crypto Briefing. Movement Labs files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy after turbulent year. Movement Labs has entered bankruptcy protection following months of instability surrounding its Move token launch and governance challenges. The post Movement Labs files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy after turbulent year appeared first on Crypto Briefing. And then, fourth, from The Defiant. Jack Mallers steps down as CEO of 21 Capital. Jack Mallers said he is stepping down as CEO of 21 Capital, the Tether-backed Bitcoin treasury company he founded, to focus on his payments firm Strike. "I've decided to step down as CEO of 21, Mallers wrote on X on Tuesday. "My life's work remains Bitcoin. My Bitcoin company is next." Fifth, from Crypto Briefing. Jack Mallers steps down as CEO of 21 Capital. Jack Mallers resigned as CEO of 21 Capital on July 21st, 2026. Rafael Zagari takes over as the firm pivots from Bitcoin treasury to the post Jack Mallers steps down as CEO of 21 Capital appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next. Sixth, from Crypto Briefing. Trump imposes 50% tariffs on select Canadian goods effective AUG. 19. Trump signs executive orders imposing 50% tariffs on Canadian wine, cement, dairy and more, effective August 19th. Here's what it means for crypto. The post Trump imposes 50% tariffs on select Canadian goods, effective AUG, and then, seventh, from Bitcoin Magazine. Jack Mallers steps down as CEO from Bitcoin Treasury, 21 Capital, Bitcoin Magazine. Jack Mallers steps down as CEO from Bitcoin Treasury. 21 Capital, Bitcoin Treasury. 21 Capital has named Rafael Zagari as its chief executive officer, a leadership change that arrives 7 months after the firm listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Zagari succeeds founder Jack Mallers, who is stepping down to focus on his Bitcoin payments company, Strike. Speaking on the transition, Mallers said, "I'm grateful to everyone at GexXC and everyone who believed in what we built," said Jack Mallers. Next, eighth, from Crypto Briefing. Jack Mallers steps down as CEO of 21 Capital. Rafael Zagari takes the helm. Jack Mallers resigned as CEO of 21 Capital on July 21st, 2026. Rafael Zagari takes over as the Bitcoin treasury firm cancels its Strike the Post. Jack Mallers steps down as CEO of 21 Capital. Rafael Zagari takes the helm appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, ninth, from Crypto Briefing. Trump imposes 50% tariffs on $20 billion of Canadian imports, rattling markets and trade relations. So I was reading up on this thing with Trump in Canada, and it turns out he slapped a 50% tariff on $20 billion worth of imports. We're talking dairy, wine, cement, the whole shebang. Now, I know what you're thinking. What's the big deal? But here's the thing. This is a pretty big escalation in the U.S.-Canada trade war. It's not just about the tariffs themselves. It's about the underlying dynamics at play. The U.S. is essentially saying, "We're going to start taxing these Canadian imports, and if you don't like it, well, that's your problem." It's a pretty bold move, and it's got markets rattled. And then, 10th, from Crypto Briefing. Lamine Yamal's World Cup win could reshape the sports betting and fan token markets. Lamine Yamal's World Cup win with Spain makes him the Ballon d'Or favorite at 19, with ripple effects across fan tokens and crypto sports. The post-Lamine Yamal's World Cup win could reshape the sports betting and fan token markets appeared first on Crypto Briefing. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings. Stay curious. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.